to say, what in the world, right? Another 5 to 8 inches of snow coming tonight? There are some real disadvantages to being in this state. One of them is the weather. I mean, if you're looking at locating a major company here, I mean, our environment's not the best. We're way up in the upper Midwest. I mean, from a transportation standpoint, you know, there's better places to locate a business than here. But why have we grown 20 Fortune 500 companies, more per capita than any state in the country? Why have we done that? Despite high taxes, and we're always going to have high taxes. Minnesotans expect a lot from their government. Nothing we can do about our climate. Nothing we can do about, we're just a long ways from the markets up here in the upper Midwest. So we've got these disadvantages with climate and taxes and transportation that we can't do much about. But despite that, we have grown an incredible business sector in this state. And I would argue it's because of the workforce that the state has invested in. And if you can't do anything about your weaknesses, you better invest in your strengths. And some people are probably going to lose elections because we're going to raise some taxes, and many Minnesotans aren't going to understand why we had to do that. But sometimes leading is not a popularity contest. But that's my concern as a grandparent, frankly, that this next generation of young people have got the educational opportunities for them that they need to develop to their most potential, and that we continue to have this innovative workforce in Minnesota that are able to do things that change the world.
Thank you, Senator Bach. Speaker Thiessen, to finish your budget, and why is it in our best interest?
Well, I think I would first echo what Senator Bach said. I mean, we are making a big priority of investing in education, because we do think that is the ticket for us. I think a couple other things, you know, that I'd like to see come out of this discussion, which are maybe larger than just specific budget items. First, I think that we need to focus in, and I think in our tax bill, in our jobs and economic bill, and our higher education bill, we're starting to do some of this. I think the one place for Minnesota is riding the wave of the future and leading the wave of the future is in healthcare. And this is a state where we can really succeed over the next generation if we continue to build on that lead and be the place where innovation in healthcare takes place. And so I think, I hope that's one of the outcomes. You know, we are privileged to continue to do this for 4 or 5 years that will make some big strides. That education. And I guess the last thing that I would like to see coming out of the process that we go through is to start to, again, you know, restore people's faith that government can actually do things and do them well and do them the right way. I think that's been a very fundamental problem. Part of that's a rhetorical problem. We've just had a lot of ideological differences and battles over the last several years, and I'm hoping that we can kind of move beyond some of that. I think that's another of the reasons I think that Minnesota succeeded in the last generation, is that there was actually a closer connection between the people of Minnesota and their government in a belief that the government was actually on their side. And I think we need to do some work to continue to restore that. I guess the last thing is, I think this is happening, but we need to continue it. And it's not just about what the legislature does, but the conversation we have going forward. And that's to really rethink what it means to have a successful economy. For too long, I think, the discussion about what makes a successful economy is, and it goes to this question of inequality that came up in some of the questions around our business community, the idea that how our economy grows is because big businesses and the wealthiest folks have resources that they can invest. This idea of a top-down kind of approach to growing the economy. I think that the evidence doesn't bear that out. And if we can continue to change the conversation about saying how we grow an economy is actually to grow the middle class and drive our policies at growing a stronger middle class. That's not to say businesses, particularly small businesses, isn't part of that. They need to be partners. But we put too much reliance on the fact that if we just let the wealthy have free reign, it's going to benefit all of us. That's never worked in the history of the world, as far as I can tell. I think what we do is build that from the bottom up. And so that's going to be at the core of a lot of of what will be, and that's kind of one of the underlying principles, and I hope that we can continue to move that conversation in the state of Minnesota.
Thank you to our two thoughtful leaders and to each of you for coming. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.